Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are going to be now talking to Professor Annemarte van Wyk, who's a professor of politics and international relations at the University of Johannesburg. Professor, welcome to 101.9 Chai FM. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Really, really appreciate your time. So we've seen that that Iran no longer wants to cooperate with the IAEA. I've seen some headlines around that. They are the international nuclear watchdog, and they say that they're not enriching uranium, but they potentially are doing something around that. What is your view about where the Iranian nuclear program is currently holding?
Okay, so yes, in September, Iran had signed an agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is also, as you said, known as the UN Nuclear Watchdog. And under that agreement, the IAEA would resume inspections of Iran's nuclear sites. But Iran also then warned that they would scrap the agreement if the West reintroduced sanctions, which has now happened. And this is a very big setback for the IAEA, which has been trying to rebuild cooperation with Tehran since Israel and the United States bombed the nuclear sites in June. So in simple terms, it means that the IAEA inspectors would not be allowed in Iran, and they only have to rely on satellite footage and other forms of intelligence to now try to figure out what Iran is up to. Now, what is concerning at the moment is that there has been movement detected close to the 60%, the stockpile of 60% enriched uranium. Now, I need to point out that for weapons, uranium needs to be enriched to 95%. But to go from 60% to 95% can happen in a very short space of time. It can take basically 6 weeks, for Iran to be able to enrich that uranium to weapons grade. And that movement close to the stockpile is very concerning to me, because that stockpile could allow Iran, if they are able to enrich it to 95%, it could allow Iran to build as many as 10 nuclear bombs, should it then decide to weaponize its program. So
now Professor, although I'd be interested in your view here, about because there was some debate after the Americans bombed the various Fordo and the various of the sites, but there was a question about where the stockpiles might have gone, if they were in fact buried under the rubble, or if perhaps the Iranians might have moved it just before the planes went in. What is your view on actually where the stockpiles are currently sitting?
Yeah, so the stockpile, it seems that the IAEA have, through satellite image and some other intelligence, kind of determined where that 60% stockpile is held at the moment. I'm not actually sure of the place where it is, but they have detected, they have identified the site, through, as I said, through intelligence and satellite images of where they think that stockpile is. And so, as I said, it's very concerning that there has been movement around that. Now, Iran has insisted since the attacks that they have not been enriching uranium. But why would they have, such activity to close to the site where it is suspected that uranium is held? It is generally accepted that Iran expected the attack from the United States and from Israel, and as a result moved that 60% enriched uranium. So we know it is still in Iran. There have been no indications that it has been moved out of Iran. And that concerns me quite a bit, that there is some activity close to that. We don't know at this point if Iran has another secret enrichment facility that the IAEA is not aware of. So, there might be plans to move that 60% enriched uranium then to a site that is at the moment secret, where they can then enrich it close to 95%. So you need 95% enriched uranium, as I said, to build a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, that definitely is very, very concerning, and will definitely something we'll have to keep an eye on. A nuclear-armed Iran is not something that anybody wants or needs in the world. Professor Anna-Mark van Wyk from the University of Johannesburg, thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Okay, thank you so much. It's just my pleasure.
Have a great day. Very, very interesting there, getting an expert view on what is going on in Iran with its nuclear deal, and well, not deal, but nuclear stockpile, and questions around whether, in fact, there is an attempt by Iran to really move into another nuclear bomb after the Americans had done that, in terms of trying to stop it. So we'll have to see going forward.